This is an audio test on microphone number one between the Salem Red Sox and the Lynchburg Hillcats. Here's an audio test for microphone number two between the Salem Red Sox and the Lynchburg Hillcats.
Welcome in to Salem Memorial Ballpark and game two of a six-game set between the Lynchburg Hillcats and the Salem Red Sox. The Sox come in at 17-17. Meanwhile, Lynchburg battling for a top spot in the Carolina League North at 18-15. Let's take a look at the Lynchburg Hillcats starting lineup. Leading off at shortstop is Yordis Valdez. Batting second is the second baseman, Deon Frias. In right field, batting third is Jorge Burgos. At the hot corner, batting fourth is Milan Tolentino. Will Bartlett will bat fifth and play first. Hitting sixth is Isaiah Green, who'll be out in left field. Behind the disc, Richard Paz. And hitting eighth, Joe Donovan, the DH. And Luis Durango will hit ninth in center field. They will face Gabriel Jackson, who makes his seventh start of the season. He posts a 6.50 ERA in 20 innings of work. Well, last night, an 11-4 loss for the Salem Red Sox. Pitching down the stretch hurt him, Andy.
Absolutely. Bullpen day for the Salem Red Sox. They're trying to test out some arms, but the Lynchburg Hillcats have one of its best showings offensively all season long. 16 hits, while Salem only produced five. They got to get the offense going today, and they have a little bit more reliability in their bullpen.
No doubt about it. It is game number 35 for the Salem Red Sox and matchup number 11 of the season between the two squads. They're deadlocked at five apiece. We'll see who breaks the season series tie here today. It's a beautiful 81 degrees with 10-mile-an-hour winds coming in from center field and in with the play-by-play. Here's Andy Losey.
Thanks so much, Kevin. It is looking like it's a great day for some baseball. The Salem Red Sox looking to try to help out their home record, 6-10 so far this season at Salem Memorial Ballpark. And game number 35 is underway. And the pitch is in the zone for strike number one on the lower outside edge to Yordis Valdez, who had a good night last night for this Lynchburg Hillcats side. It's an 0-1 count. Valdez will put it in play, gets through the infield for a base hit. The leadoff batter is on for the Hillcats in Yordis Valdez with a single. And we are having the offense picking up right where it left off last night, where we just mentioned the Hillcats 16 hits against the Salem Red Sox team last night. Blaze Jordan was playing on the inside edge of the grass and just was a tough play for either Jordan or Paulino to make a play at in the left side of the infield. So that will bring up Deon Frias, who makes his first at-bat of the series. He watches a pitch go upstairs for ball number one. Tonight, the Salem Red Sox are wearing their red jerseys with their blue sleeves, white numbering and lettering on the front and the back of the jersey with their white pants. 1-0 pitch on the way. Frias will hit this out towards left field. It will fall for a base hit in the gap. Valdez turns at second. It rolls all the way to the wall. Valdez will be sent home from third, and it will be scored with no play at the plate. An RBI double for Deion Frias, and the Lynchburg Hillcats jump up to an early 1-0 lead in the top of the first inning. Back-to-back hits pay off for the Hillcats, and they sit on top of the Salem Red Sox.
Well, interesting. That's the first time we've seen Frias this season and able to make an immediate impact in pitching yet again. Trouble here for the Sox early, 1-0 Hillcats.
So Jackson and the Red Sox looking for their first out of the day. A slider that will miss inside and low for ball number one to Jorge Burgos. Let's read out that Salem Red Sox defense. Starting with the outfield, we have Phillip Sykes in left field, Eduardo Vaughn at center, and Carson Simas at right field. A 1-0 count pitches away, and it's low and away for ball number two. Meanwhile, for the infield, it's Blaze Jordan at third base, Edison Paulino at shortstop, Brian Urbanazzi at second, and Nico Cavadas at first. The battery today, it's Gabriel Jackson on the mound to start off, and Nathan Hickey behind the plate. 2-0 pitch from Jackson, check swing by Burgos. It's going to say that he did not go down on the appeal, and the count worked 3-0. The pitch was low of the zone. So Deion Frias at second base after recording an RBI double to start off the action tonight. And a 3-0 count. Pitches away. Swung on a miss from Burgos. He got the green light and missed it for strike number one. 3-1 count. An early 1-0 lead for Lynchburg. Two batters have gone up to the plate so far, and they've already collected a few hits. And Burgos looks to get another on-base appearance. 3-1 pitch. Swung and miss for strike number two. Back-to-back off-speeds from Jackson. Hit the batter of Burgos to swing away and miss on. And the count now reads full. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson looking for that first out of the game. Takes a long look in, steps in and fires, and it's swung on and miss for strike number three. What a recovery at bat for Gabriel Jackson to get his first out of the night as well as his first punch out. So one away in the top of the first inning. We sit at Lynchburg 1, Red Sox 0. Frias remains at second base with the cleanup hitter of Milan Tolentino coming up to the plate. And Kevin, such a powerful hitter for this Lynchburg side.
Yeah, Tolentino's been great, hitting .367 this year. Red Sox tried to avoid him a bunch yesterday, 3 walks.
Well, the first pitch will go right down Broadway for strike number one. A .367 hitter on the year so far with 13 RBIs. Hasn't gone deep yet this season, but an opportunity to drive in and maybe his 14th ribby with Frias at second. 0-1 pitch from Jackson as we hit down the third baseline. Fair. It's a base hit that will roll all the way to the wall, and Tolentino will work to second base, and scoring is Deion Frias to make it 2-0 Lynchburg. So a pair of RBI doubles for the Hillcats so far in today's game have them up 2-0. And Tolentino mentioned 3 walks last night. He did come with an RBI double in Tuesday night's game, and he has one in the early going on this Wednesday night. This will call Nick Green up to the mound to have a conversation with his battery and talk some things over, as we've already seen 3 hits by Lynchburg out of the 4 batters that have come up to the plate. So Valdez got it starting with a single, and then Frias had an RBI double, strikeout to Jorge Burgos, and then Tolentino's RBI double down the left field line. That was put in a perfect spot right over the glove of Blaze Jordan and rolled all the way to the wall. It was a tough play for Phillip Sykes to get to. So it's Will Barlett to the plate, number 5 in the order, and he will watch the pitch go low for ball number 1. 90-mile-per-hour fastball to get things going. Barlett was in the lineup last night for the Lynchburg Hillcats side. He bat 5th in the order as well. He's .253 so far on the season and swings and misses for strike number 1. That will even the count at 1 ball and 1 strike with 1 away. Well, last night Lynchburg used the majority of their offense in the later portions of the game. 8 runs in the last 3 innings to pull away from Salem, but they pick up very strong here in the first inning. 1-1 pitch, low and inside. It will now read 2 balls and 1 strike. Only 1 out so far against the Hillcats in this 2-0 game in the top of the first inning. Jackson, who came in today's game with a 6.75 ERA, will fire a pitch that goes in the zone for strike number two. So the count were even at two balls, two strikes, one away, just underway at Salem Memorial Ballpark between these 460 rivals. 2-2 count. Jackson gets his first, second punch out. Can't do it there on a fastball that goes upstairs for ball number three. A big payoff pitch coming up. 17 pitches thrown already from Gabriel Jackson. 10 of them have been strikes. 3-2 pitch and will miss low and away for ball number four, the second walk of the game for the Lynchburg Hillcats. Scratch it, actually the first walk of the game for the Lynchburg Hillcats, and it will come in Will Bartlett. So now four of the five batters we've seen so far from Lynchburg have reached base safely. And, again, we talked about it a little bit in the pregame show, not the way that Luke Montz's team wanted to get going.
Well, we talked about it yesterday. That was a committee day, and we might see the same exact thing today.
First pitch on the at-bat to Isaiah Green goes low and inside for ball number one. And checking out that left field bullpen, not really much activity going on so far. Jackson actually picked up his first win of the year last week against Delmarva. Pitched very well in the five innings of play, allowed four hits and one earned run. He will fire a 1-0 pitch in the zone for strike number one. So Tolentino is at second base. Bartlett is at first for Lynchburg. There's been one out so far in the top of the first inning. The Hillcats have a 2-0 lead over the Red Sox. Jackson takes a long look, now steps and fires, and this will put into play. Jordan gloves it, waiting for Bonazzi to cover at second. He does for the force out at the second base, but unable to turn two, so we'll have runners at the corners as Tolentino gets the third, and reaching on the fielder's choice is Isaiah Green. So two outs now in the inning for the Red Sox.
That's a tailor-made double play ball, but they weren't able to turn the double play because Bonazzi was playing all the way off the bag and deep in the hole at second, so... Again, that's one that Gabriel Jackson wishes that the Red Sox weren't in the shift for because that ball hit right to Blaze Jordan pretty hard. So,
yeah, tough play there. And if you're Blaze Jordan, you could have either waited on it, which he did patiently to wait for Bonazzi, possibly could have tagged out Tolentino as well. And now some time called for our home plate umpire of Elliot Milton. Jared Molman, who was behind the plate last night, is out on the base paths. 1-0 pitch is going to be hit on up to Paulino, and he will touch the bag at second for the third out of the inning. So that will do in the top half of the first inning, but the Hillcats add two runs with a pair of RBI doubles. We'll see the Red Sox offense for the first time tonight when we come back here on MILB.TV. We welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark, the Lynchburg Hillcats, with a solid start, two runs in the top half of the first inning. So we'll get to see what the Red Sox can do to respond to the hot start that the Hillcats have provided. Edison Paulino will lead things off for Salem. We'll also see Brian Bonazzi and Blaze Jordan due up in this inning to play. Tonight, they will go against Will Dion, a left-handed pitcher who will fire pitch upstairs for ball number one. Back-to-back nights where we see the Lynchburg Hillcats use a left-handed starter. Rodney Boone with a solid performance last night of five innings, only allowing one earned run. 1-0, Paulino shows bunt down the first baseline. It's scooped up by Barlett. He tries to toss it over to first, but unable to get it to the glove of Dayan Frias in time for the first out. So Edison Paulino will have an infield single off a bunt attempt to get on the base path. So solid piece of hitting there from Edison Paulino. He gets aboard, one of the best statistical players on the Red Sox this season. Has the most hits, the most runs, the most appearances for Salem, and he's been a favorite from Luke Mons in the leadoff position. So good start by Salem. Paulino gets on first, and Dion fires the pitch away to Bonassi. That will go low and inside for ball number one. Well, you know the Salem Red Sox use a plethora of left-handed batters on this team. They're fortunate to have two solid switch hitters as Dion checks back at Paulino. The tag's not able to get in time. Bonassi and Lopez both bat switch hitters. We saw them bat right last night, and then when they went to the bullpen with Tyler Thornton coming in the game, took a step over to the left side of the plate. They are going to probably go right side of the plate today as Bonassi will foul off the 1-0 pitch down the first baseline to make the count one ball and one strike. Will Dion this season for the Lynchburg Hillcats, 0-0 record, but a 1.93 ERA. He makes his seventh start of the season today, 23 1/3 of an inning, 19 hits and 5 runs. This could be a double play. It's scooped up by the second baseman, Frias, to Valdez, to Barlett for the 4-6-3 double play. And Will Dion is pleased to see what his defense was able to do there. It clears the base paths and picks up the first two outs of the inning. We are two away with Blaze Jordan coming to the plate. 2-0's our score. Lynchburg leads Salem in the bottom half of the first inning at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Great night for baseball. Back-to-back beautiful nights. Some clouds in the air right now. You mentioned low 80s at first pitch, but a nice summer breeze as Dion's first pitch to Blaze Jordan will go low of the zone for ball number one. So after being named the Carolina League Player of the Week for Blaze Jordan, he didn't really have the night he particularly wanted. But tonight is a brand new day for the third baseman as he swings on the 1-0 and misses for strike number one.
I've got to mention, Dion and his pitching mechanics are exactly like Clayton Kershaw.
It does look scary now that you say that. 1-1 pitch, Jordan hot shot over to Valdez at second, scoops it up, throws it to Barlett in time for the third out of the inning. Well, just like Clayton Kershaw, he was able to get some easy work going on the defensive side.
We'll have more. If you're watching the stream, you can tell, but we'll have more on the description on the other end.
Through one inning to play, Lynchburg leads Salem 2-0. We'll see Jackson come out for a second inning of work here on MILB.TV. We're into the second at Salem Memorial Ballpark. It's Lynchburg 2, Salem 0. Through one inning of play, four base hits in the first inning, three by the visiting Hillcats, one by the host of the Red Sox. Joe Donovan will lead things off for the Hillcats and will watch a pitch go down the middle for strike number one. We'll also see Luis Durango for the first time today, then back to the top of the order with Yordes Valdez in the hole. 0-1 pitch, and that one will catch the inside edge for strike number two. Donovan, who was behind the plate last night for the Hillcats, gets the DH role. Same spot in the order, though, batting eighth for Lynchburg. 0-2 pitches away, and this is rocketed down the left field line, going back to the wall, and looking up is Sykes, but it goes foul and out of play. So just a loud strike on it as it was tugging that line and just fortunately landed on the other side of the white paint and the Chick-fil-A left field foul pole. 0-2 pitch, Jackson fires away. This is belted down the left field line and right back to where it was in that foul territory in left field. Two good swings by Joe Donovan, but he still remains 0-2 in the count. Jackson will step and deliver. Donovan swung on and foul tipped, and it got Nathan Hickey pretty low. And that one's going to hurt for the Red Sox catcher. But he's going to be able to stand up and walk things around a little bit. We remain at 0-2 here in the top of the second. Great piece of hitting from Lynchburg in the top half of the first. Three of their top four batters all were able to record base hits, and then a couple of RBI doubles, one from Dan Frias and one from Milan Tolentino, to get the offense going. Donovan will sit on the 0-2 pitch as it goes low and away for ball number one. Both teams sit at five wins each against each other on the season. 1-2 pitch from Jackson will go outside for ball number two. And if you're able to listen to us in our first game of the season, Lynchburg against Salem, we noted that the all-time series was knotted up. It remains knotted up today, as you said, 5-5. Here's a chopper over to Bonazzi, who gets it right behind second base, will step in and throw to Cavadez in time for the first out of the inning. Pretty long at bat. Was a pretty good showing from Jackson, but it goes eight pitches. But the Red Sox are able to pick up their first out of the second. And now we'll see Luis Durango for the first time today. The center fielder for the Hillcats did not play in last night's game. Showing bunt on the first pitch, lays it down. Jordan comes charging, bare hand grab, throw over to Cavadez is off the money. It's into the glove of Nico Cavadez, but he had to take his foot off the base, so he will get on safely. And the Hillcats have their first base runner of the top of the second with one out here in Salem Memorial Ballpark.
The second bunt single of the day between both squads. The first one, a leadoff single from Edinson Paulino, and then Luis Durango does it.
So Jackson looks into Yordes Valdez and fires the first pitch right down the middle for strike number one. But sometimes the number nine guy is viewed as the second leadoff guy. In situations like this, you have an opportunity of getting on base with the top of the order coming up. That's exactly what Durango did right there. I haven't seen many bunts at this level so far. As the runner goes, it's hit out to the left center field. Moving out is Sykes, and he'll make the catch. Spin it around, fire back in. It's going to be a quick relay for the Red Sox, but sliding him back to the bag is Luis Durango, able to avoid the double play as the runner took off on the 0-1 pitch. But Salem's able to pick up their second out of the inning, and the runner will hold at first base. So now Salem looking to try to close up, which is a much better inning. They've actually scored, dating back to last game, Kevin, six consecutive innings. They scored the last five last night, scored in the first inning today. And Salem's looking to hope to snap that streak as Dian Frias watch a first pitch, catch the lower outside corner for strike number one. Four base hits already by the Lynchburg Hillcats. One for Salem. An 0-1 count as Jackson takes a long look in. Durango's a go. It's hit out towards left center field. It seems like deja vu as Sykes will make the grab. Had to cover some green grass out there in left field. But back-to-back pop-ups go the Salem left fielder's way. In a scoreless top of the second inning, what a performance from Jackson and the Red Sox defense to get through the bottom order of the Lynchburg Hillcats as well as the first two batters. We'll see if the Salem offense is able to pick it up as you head to the middle of the order. Nathan Hickey, Eduardo Lopez, and Nico Cavadez all due up when we come back on MILB.TV. It's the bottom of the second inning. Nathan Hickey returns to the lineup to lead things off today for the Salem Red Sox. A 259 hitter on the year. Looks to try to get Salem their first runs of the game as they trail the Lynchburg Killcats 2-0 here on MILB.TV. Kevin DiDomenico joined alongside myself, Andy Losey, here on the call as the first pitch from Dion to Nathan Hickey goes upstairs for ball number one. Kevin, you mentioned something at the bottom half of the first inning. Will Dion, his form and his emotion, similar to Clayton Kershaw as he fires a strike on the 1-0 pitch on the lower outside edge. Count goes 1-1, but it's very similar to what he's been able to do, but it's been working so far this season for the left-hander out of Louisiana.
Yeah, it absolutely has. And I would argue not only similar, but identical.
As Hickey takes a swing on the 1-1 pitch, he misses it all for strike number two. Definitely that more, if it can relate it to you, for the ones listening to audio, definitely that left-handed pitcher holds up that right leg and will hold it there for about a good half second, and then we'll start to lower it again as he fires a pitch right down the middle for strike number three. And Hickey, who's a catcher tonight, takes a long look at that pitch, and then we'll walk back to the dugout. First strikeout of the game for Will Dion. It's the first out of this bottom half of the second inning. I mean, if it's something you've been watching your whole entire life, I mean, most of these players have grew up watching Clayton Kershaw.
Hey, he brings the glove up and the leg up at the same time, brings him down at the same time, and pauses with that leg at the bottom, hovering over the dirt.
Lopez takes the first pitch for ball number one. DH for tonight's game for the Salem Red Sox. Four home runs on the season for Eduardo Lopez. Bats fifth in the order. 1-0 pitch. The breaking ball catches the inside edge of the zone for strike number one.
You mentioned he doesn't have the Kershaw height, though. He does have the Kershaw numbers.
He does. The 1-1 pitch. And he catches the zone again for strike number two. And, you know, it's highly efficient. I'm surprised you don't see more left-handers kind of similar to Clayton Kershaw, one of the best left-handed pitchers of all time. 1-2 pitch. Dion fires away, and it will just miss inside for ball number two. Great take there from Eduardo Lopez, who we mentioned the DH today will step away from the field. Moves a little bit up in the order. Now batting fifth for the Red Sox. 2-2 pitch on the way as Lopez will swing and hit it into the net behind the plate to keep the at-bat alive. 2-2 with one out in the second. It is a 2-0 Lynchburg lead.
Dion, a McNeese State product, too, and a freshman All-American there. A ninth-round guy selected by the Guardians.
Here comes the 2-2 pitch. Dion delivers, and it catches the zone for strike number three. One with a 76-mile-per-hour curveball that got Lopez looking, and back-to-back reverse Ks from Will Dion, and it's two strikeouts in a row for the left-handed pitchers, as we will see Nico Cavadas come to the plate. Dion making some great work. This is the top of the rotation for the Lynchburg Killcats as well. Boone being their lead ace and Dion being their second man out of the rotation as he fires the first pitch upstairs for ball number one, which can always spell trouble for Salem. You know, Nico Cavadas, the second left-handed batter we have seen in this second inning. 1-0 pitch on the way to Cavadas. He'll take it as it goes low and outside for ball number two. 258 hitter on the season for the Salem Red Sox. A couple of home runs with 13 RBIs. Has a good lead in the at-bat so far. It's a 2-0 count. Dion steps and delivers, and Cavadas swings and hits it back into the net behind the plate for strike number one as he fights off the third pitch of the at-bat. So Salem has one hit. It came from Edison Paulino's bunt in the first inning. And ever since then, Dion and the Hillcats have retired five straight batters. 2-1 pitch from Dion. Cavadas will foul once again into the net behind the plate, and the count will work even as we go to Deuces Wild. Two balls, two strikes, and two outs. Dion continues to take a long look into the zone. He went out step and fire, and just misses upstairs for ball number three. Lynchburg Killcats today switching up their uniforms, going with more of their aqua green. With a little bit of a blue running across the front of their jersey with white letter and number in the front and the back. 3-2 pitch. Cavadas swings and misses for strike number three. And Will Dion just struck out the side for the Lynchburg Killcats. 3 in a row. And we're through two innings of play. It's Lynchburg 2, Salem 0. You're listening to the Red Sox Baseball on MILB.TV. We're into the third here on MILB.TV. The heart of the order coming up for the Lynchburg Killcats. 3-4-5, Jorge Burgos, Milan Tolentino, and Will Barlett all batting for the Hillcats. First pitch at Burgos sees a chopper up to Paulino right behind the bag at second and makes the throw to first in time for the inning's first out. Burgos will now go 0-2 on the day. And with that out, Gabriel Jackson will have 2 1/3 underneath his belt with 36 pitches and 25 strikes. He has one punch out so far. He definitely had a great recovery inning in the top half of the second inning after allowing 3 base hits in the top of the first, only 1 hit allowed in the second. It was more of a bunt style from Luis Durango. So a great recovery so far from Jackson as the first pitch will spike in front of home plate for ball number one. It just happens a lot. You know, you go through the top three of the order.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Tolentino comes up, a great hitter. He's hitting out 374. Had an RBI double back in the first inning. And the 1-0 count as Jackson will fire away, missing low and outside for ball number two.
And Jackson's been able to retire the last 3 Lynchburg hitters, trying to get into a groove here.
A 2-0 count, and that one is into the zone for strike number one. Tolentino almost had to dodge it there, but it caught that out inside edge. So the count will work to 2 balls and 1 strike. Base paths are clear. 2-1 pitch, and Tolentino will drive this out the right field. Simas took a little bit of a tumble, and it falls over the right fielder's head. Turning at first and moves to second is Milan Tolentino. He has a pair of doubles to go for the game. Simas was maybe not fully expecting that baseball to come his way, but it landed at the warning track, and Tolentino with an extra base hit with 1 out in the top of the third. Now, it's one of those things. You know, Simas not listed on the roster as an outfielder for the Salem Red Sox, but out in right field today. We've seen him a few times at second base.
That's a play, too, where I think he has a chance, at least has a chance at making if he doesn't slip right away.
So we'll move on to Will Barlett. He will watch the first pitch count the outside bottom edge for strike number one. He walked his last time up. A full count walk. Big battle between Barlett and Jackson. We'll see how this one goes. 0-1 pitch. We popped up behind the netting for strike number two. So worked the 0-2. Jackson with a nice lead in the at-bat. Tolentino came into today's game with 7 doubles. And already has picked up 2. We're just in the top of the third inning. It's Lynchburg 2, Salem 0. Jackson takes a long look at the base runner at second. And now step and fire well inside. Just missing out on Will Barlett. The count worked to 1 ball and 2 strikes. Well, great hitting last night from Lynchburg. They already have 5 hits in today's game. And multiple extra base hits as Barlett will hold on the check swing. And the appeal down to our base path umpire will say he did not go on the pitch that was low and inside for ball number two. So even count, 2 balls, 2 strikes with 1 away. Wynn now blowing in from center field. Not what you want if you're a hitter. As the 2-2 is put on the ground, backhand play from Jordan has to fire it across the diamond. 1 hopper to Cavadas, and now it's called a dead ball. Just went foul of the line. It just took it over to the left side of the third base bag. Would have been a tough play for Jordan to get over to Cavadas in time for Will Barlett, but no need to worry about that now, as we'll just redo the 2-2 count. So 2 balls and 2 strikes with 1 away. Jackson takes a look on at third, and now a fire, the 2-2. Slow roller, they got a piece of Barlett's left foot as he's down in a lunging position after taking the ball off that foot of his. Dead ball called, so some time will be needed for Barlett to get back into the batter's box. And will always sting, no matter what speed it came at. Tolentino with a little lead at second, but nothing too aggressive for the Lynchburg base runner. 2-2 count, a drive out to left field on the way to Phillip Sykes, and it lands in the grass for a base hit. Tolentino at third will come home and tag home for the third run of the game. While sliding into second, it's Will Barlett for another RBI double. It's Lynchburg 3, Salem 0, and all 3 of their runs today have been driven in by RBI doubles, and Barlett picks up his first hit of the night for the Hillcats. and now with a three-run lead here in the third.
We're talking about Jackson trying to get into a groove. This is not how you do it. Back-to-back doubles and a run scored.
Green's first pitch, you see, skies it up. Just going past the lip of the infield and making the catch is Brian Bonassi, who will throw it right back at second to make sure Will Barlett doesn't tag to third. But that's a great way. One pitch, one out. It's now the second out of the top of the third. But great piece of base hitting so far today from Lynchburg. Already six hits in the game. Barlett just picked up his 11th double, by the way. One of the better hitters on this Lynchburg Hillcats team. We'll see Richard Paz, who's hitting 250 on the year. We'll throw the first pitch just low and away for ball number one. So Green works to 0-2 on the evening. Paz is 0-1 as well. Has a 1-0 count lead. Jackson fires and hit down the first baseline. Just foul of the line for strike number one. That one had its name written on it for a possible other double. But it just went in the fortunate direction for Salem this time. So crisis averted for the time being. It's now one ball, one strike with two away. Jackson fires low and inside for ball number two. Try to go with the slider, and he just completely missed the zone and never got the batter to go for it.
You mentioned crisis averted. That's happened a couple times. The line shots down the line that just go foul. Could be much worse here in the third.
Jackson takes a deep breath, and the 2-1 pitch. It's a grounder out towards Paulino. Took three hops. Took him a while to feed it up, and now he has no play at any base. By the time he picked up the baseball, he already saw Richard Paz on the bag at first, and he's unable to finish off the inning as Barlett moves from second to third. Runners on the corners with two outs with Joe Donovan coming to the plate.
Well, I'll blame that on the jinx again. I had already written 6-3 on the scorebook. So.
Oh, you were?
Yeah.
You were just like Edison Paulino, though. Looked away from the ball and was staring right at first base, but you got to pick the ball and make sure you actually have it in your hand if you want to make the throw. Donovan on the first pitch, he sees chopper that goes foul down the third baseline. Just an unfortunate play. Last night, definitely far from the cleanest game we've seen Salem have this season. Plenty of overthrows from anyone on the field. You could have named them, and they probably had an error at one point in the game. Bonassi had a few as Donovan will take the 0-1 pitch, but he went through on the check swing, actually, for strike number two. Initially, it was not, but the appeal down to the base path umpire said he went.
To your point about errors, four here in the series so far, first two games.
0-2 pitch, well outside. Donovan was not going to bite that high heater, and the count will go 1-2. So one run for Lynchburg in this top of the third inning. They lead 3-0, and they might be in store for some more. But Jackson has an opportunity to get the inning over with. 1-2 pitch is a slow roller out towards Paulino. Scoops it up, fires it over to Cavadas in time for the third out of the inning. He did not mess that one up, but the Hillcats extend their lead. They now are up by three runs as we head to the bottom half of the third. Where's the Salem offense going to come from? Maybe it's going to be from the bottom three of the order. We'll just find out when we come back here on MILB.TV. It's the bottom of the third inning here on MILB.TV. You're listening to Carolina League Baseball as the Lynchburg Hillcats and the Salem Red Sox playing game two of the six-game series. It's Hillcats 3, Red Sox 0, as Dion will fire off strike on the first pitch of the at-bat to Carson Simas. The triplet of outfielders all due up to bat in this bottom of the third, as the 0-1 pitch will miss just outside for to make the count 1-1. Eduardo Vaughn awaits on deck. Meanwhile, in the hole, it is Phillip Sykes. 1-1 pitch on the way to Simas as Dion fires and it goes upstairs, bringing the count to 2-1. Simas making his first appearance of the six-game series, a 2-2-6 hitter for the Salem Red Sox. And now the 2-1 count as Dion kicks and Simas drives his out to left, but standing right there is Isaiah Green, who gets underneath of it to make the catch. One out in the bottom of the third here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. And Kevin, on the car ride over here, did a little carpool action today. We mentioned we needed to see the Salem offense get going for a bit. Paulino gave us some hope, but now Dion has been able to retire six straight Salem Red Sox batters. What do you think they have to do to get the offense rolling?
Well,
first pitch.
Flown out to right.
Yeah, Vaughn hits one high out to right, but moving to his left to make the grab is Jorge Burgos. So two quick outs now here in the bottom of the third. Trailing 3-0, only one hit so far in the game. Definitely not on the pace that Lynchburg has shown in the early going.
Yeah, we talked about it all season. It's going to be the offense that, you know, has that power, but the bullpen is always the question, the pitching always the question. So, you know, these guys know they can get it done, just situationally didn't get it done yesterday, and lack of offense here through the first 2-2/3.
Sykes takes the first pitch for ball number one. Last batter we have not seen in today's game is Phillip Sykes, a 164 hitter for Salem, and the 1-0 pitch to Sykes is low and inside for ball number two. Very busy out there in that second inning for Phillip Sykes. Had to make two big grabs for Salem to hold them back from breaking out this game just a little bit. And now the 2-0 pitch as Sykes will drive this down left field. It falls for a base hit. This could be two for Sykes as it rolls all the way to the wall. As he turns first, he gets in the second with a stand-up double and a little two-out magic for the Salem Red Sox. It's their second hit of the game. Make it the first extra base hit of the evening for Salem as well. And they have their first runner in scoring position on the night.
Well, as I mentioned earlier, it's seven straight retired for Dion. And Sykes breaks that up, turns it over to the top of the lineup, see if they can chip into the 3-0 deficit.
The only man prior to Phillip Sykes to collect a hit is the man at the plate right now with Edison Paulino. He bunted for a single back in the first inning. And he will take the first pitch low for ball number one. So we sit at a 3-0 Lynchburg Hillcats lead over the Salem Red Sox here on this Wednesday evening. Salem looking to try to bounce back. They've lost two in a row after winning six of their last seven. 1-0 pitch, a good take by Paulino as it goes low for ball number two. The shortstop now hitting at 267 on the season, 17 RBIs. Has an opportunity to get it to 18 with Phillip Sykes at second base. Hillcats defense very strong today. Haven't even given the full rundown of it yet. As the 2-0 pitch will just miss outside for ball number three. So let's get that to you. Isaiah Green out in left field. Luis Durango at center. Jorge Burgos at right field. Meanwhile, the infield, it's Mion Tolentino at third. Jorges Valdez at second. Deion Frias at second, actually, as the 3-0 pitch right down the middle for strike number one. So Valdez at shortstop, Frias at second, and Barlett at first. You have Richard Pos behind the plate tonight, and Will Dion, you've heard his name a few times, splendid start from the Lynchburg lefty. 3-1, hitter's pitch, and Paulino will dodge on the breaking ball. He thought that one was coming well inside. And it dipped right into the zone.
What a great 3-1 pitch. Expecting the fastball, drops a get-me-over curveball, and Paulino thought it was going to hit him.
A payoff pitch coming up. 3-2, it's away, and Paulino will be called for strike number three on another breaking ball. Pull the string for strikeout number four, and the Salem Red Sox remain with no runs to show for, although they got a good hit from Phillip Sykes. We remain at a 3-0 scoreline heading into the fourth here on MILB.TV. The Salem Red Sox trail the Lynchburg Killcats 3-0 after a strong start from the visiting offense, and we move on to the fourth. It in with the play-by-play. Here's Kevin Dinamitico.
Thanks so much, Andy. Top of the fourth we go. First pitch, a fastball outside for ball one. Durango comes up. Reached on a bunt his last time, tries it again, and fails the offered as well. On 87 inside, it's 1-1. Hey, saw success on a bunt up the third baseline that Jordan was able to bare hand, but couldn't get the speedy Durango. 1-1. Chopper, going to be a tough play. Charging is Bonassi. Gloves throws in time. Out number one in the top of the fourth.
Luis Durango's a hard out to get. His speed on the base paths are very intimidating for opposing teams, and for him to get the first out and for Sam to keep him off the base paths this time around, it's a good sight from Jackson, the defense.
Brings up Yordies Valdez in the top of the lineup. Jackson deals. Fastball at 90, a called strike. And Durango, 6 stolen bases. Out of 10 tries, he's been caught stealing a ton. Fastball inside at 88, ball one. 1 ball, 1 strike, 1 out, top of the fourth. 3-0 to score. Jackson kicks deals. That one inside as well. And it's 2 balls and a strike. You can credit that not to the lack of speed for Durango, but to how impressive the catchers are at this level.
Oh, yeah, we've seen some very successful plays so far this season. Either it's Nathan Hickey, Gilberto Mexicano, Jose Garcia. They all have shown some pretty great arms behind the dish.
The 2-1 just outside. A called strike, got the black just above the knees. Off-speed pitch, and it's 2 balls, 2 strikes. Valdez 1-for-2 today, flew out to left his last time, singled in the first. Here's the 2-2. Line drive out to right, Simas ranging back. He'll get there, makes the catch in right center, 2 away.
A much better jump for Carson Simas that time around out in right field. Took a tumble earlier on in tonight's game, but great routine play. And another successful go-around for Gabriel Jackson against Yordies Valdez.
So Jackson will now face Dayon Frias. 1-for-2 at the RBI double. In the first, rips one, ground ball. Cavadas takes it himself. And it's a 1-2-3 inning, much needed for Jackson. Another zero on the board for the Hillcats. Head to the bottom of the fourth inning. Can the Red Sox get the offense going? We'll see on MILB.TV. Bottom of the fourth we go on MILB.TV. Kevin DiDomenico and Andy Losey here with you. 3-0 the score. The Hillcats have the advantage. 2 in the top of the first, 1 in the third. Red Sox will try to chip back. They only have 2 hits. They'll have 2-3-4 here in the fourth. The first pitch on the way. He swung on and missed a breaking ball at 80. Strike 1, Will Dion, a solid 3 innings of work, 4 strikeouts. That was pitch number 39, and it's nothing and 1. Dion looks in, the Kershaw look-alike. Deals, a fastball popped up right side, foul ground. Bartlett coming over, waves everyone off, and makes the catch. Kershaw look-alike probably isn't the word. The same exact mechanics as Clayton Kershaw.
You look at that scoreboard out on left, Kevin. It does look like a Clayton Kershaw performance.
That's right.
A 3 1/3 of an inning pitched, only allowing 2 hits, no runs to show for.
The lefty will now face Blaze Jordan, who grounded out his last time. First pitch is upstairs at the hands. 1 ball, no strikes. Wind blowing in here at Salem Memorial. A little bit of a shift on for the Hillcats. 1-0. Jordan takes. It's 2 balls, no strikes. Deep in the hole, it's short as Valdez. Tolentino up against the line at third. Frias, double play depth, but deeper. Just on the edge of the outfield grass. Here's the 2-0. Line drive right center field. Hit well. Burgos back at the track. It is off the wall. One hops the wall. Jordan will cruise into second with a double. One out. The Red Sox have life in the fourth.
Well, that's a great piece of hitting there from Blaze Jordan. Hey, when Salem is able to get a barrel on the ball, they're able to put it in a great spot out in the field, Kevin. We saw Phillip Sykes have a double back in the third. Now Blaze Jordan picks up a double here in the fourth. They're getting some great contact. Now it's time for them to start driving in some runs, and they're in a good position with Nathan Hickey coming to the plate.
Hickey steps in from the left side, struck out looking his last time. That was the inning where Will Dion was able to strike out the side. And Dion just fires one in there. Time was called, or was it? Might have been a pitch clock situation. No balls, no strikes. Blaze Jordan gets his lead off second. Red Sox still looking for their first run as a fastball is fired in for a called strike on the inner half. Nothing and one to Nathan Hickey, 255 hitter. A couple of homers, 12 RBIs. Dion set. Offers a look to second, now pumps. Breaking ball is in, a called strike. No balls, 2 strikes, a fastball in the zone on the first pitch. A curveball dropped on the inner half. On the next one, nothing and 2 is where Hickey stands. He waits, Dion set. Kicking the pitch. Swing and a miss, pulled the string once again, and struck him out. Strikeout number 5 for Will Dion, and there's 2 outs. And a chance for Eduardo Lopez to drive in a run.
Well, that's a great recovery at bat for Dion. Situation against a left-handed batter. You have the advantage as the pitcher. Hickey has a good OPS this season, but a better result for Dion.
Lopez rips one to left toward the line, and the catch is made by Green. No, it rolls all the way to the wall, just off the glove. Jordan will come home. It's the first run of the game for the Sox, courtesy of Eduardo Lopez, and an RBI double to left.
Isaiah Green got to the ball, but when he made the jumping effort, he was a little too low on it, miscalculate how that baseball was going to dip on the way over to his glove. So he went up to make the grab, and like you mentioned, came off the glove, took an odd hop off the leather, and rolled all the way to the wall. But there it is. Salem gets some offense going. Lopez drives in his 10th run of the year.
3-1 the score now. Red Sox 1 run on 4 hits. And it'll be Nico Cavadas to try to keep the rally going. Again, this with 2 outs. Cavadas hitting 255. Has those 2 homers, but it's been a bit since he did homer. Now steps in. Long look in for Dion. Now he's set. Target away. The pitch swung on and flied out to left. Playable for Green. He's under it, and he makes the catch this time. So the Red Sox get one and an RBI double from Eduardo Lopez. We head to the fifth. Red Sox cut in the lead. It's the Hillcats 3, Salem 1 on MILB.TV. We head to the fifth inning. Jorge Burgos will lead things off for Lynchburg. They have the two-run advantage. 3-1 your score on MILB.TV. Thanks so much for tuning in and spending your Wednesday evening with Andy and I. And the first pitch from Gabriel Jackson is outside for ball one. Jackson now threw four strong, 65 pitches. 44 of them strikes. 1-0. Outside again, it's ball two.
Not the greatest start for Jackson with two runs in the first, but the last three innings, Kevin, they have looked much more solid than that first frame.
A gutsy outing so far. Line shot right side, caught by Bonassi. One out. Brings up Milan Tolentino, who's having quite the day. Hey, quite the season so far. 380, and he's 2-for-2 today with an RBI double, couple of doubles. One in the third, one in the first. And he's been Gabriel Jackson's kryptonite here so far. One out in the fifth. And the first one, a fastball in or half at the knees. And a called strike, nothing in one. Jackson right back to work. His whole body angled toward the Sox dugout, third base side. Wines kicks and fires at or half. That one below the knees, it's 1-1.
Yeah, correct me if I'm wrong, but six plate appearances so far this series for Tolentino, and he's reached safe in all six.
One ball and a strike. Hang tight. Chopper foul. First base side. You are wrong. Lined out in the seventh yesterday. Other than that, you'd be correct.
So 6 of 7?
Yeah.
That's a pretty good percentage to be on if you're Milan Tolentino.
Not bad. Been the trend all year. 1-2 outside. Feels like it, though.
It has these last 2 days. He's always been able to put the ball in play or – seems like he's a very common man to see on the base paths.
Tries for the 2-2. High drive out to center, but it looks like Vaughn is there. He'll make the catch. So two outs. Solid work so far for Gabriel Jackson. And it brings up Will Bartlett, who's having a solid season as well. Hitting 260. Couple of hits yesterday. There's a double today. The righty waits. Here's the first pitch. Off speed is down. One oh. Another off speed pitch is inside. Two balls, no strikes. Wind blowing in. Beautiful day here at Salem Memorial. Expecting some weather tonight, but that'll be after tonight's game, as that one's ripped into left. Seamoss coming in. He makes the catch. Excuse me, that's Sykes on the run. He's put on a show defensively here this afternoon. We're halfway to it. 1-2-3 inning for Gabriel Jackson. He's rolling. Bottom five we go. Sox looking for some offense. Down two on MILB.TV. Bottom of the fifth we go. Will Dion still on the bump for the Hillcats. About to enter his fifth inning of work. 48 pitches, 30 strikes thus far. And he will face Seamoss, Vaughn, and Sykes, the bottom three of the order. 3-1 your score. Kevin DiDomenico, Andy Losey here with you. Bottom five, Hillcats lead it. Dion working the fifth. First pitch to Seamoss. It swung on and popped foul behind home plate. Well, it's time to take a look at the Carolina League scoreboard, and it starts in Carolina, who's 17-17. The Mudcats lead the Down East Wood Ducks, who are 15-19, seeking a win again, battling in the South Division, the 0-1. Inner half, knee high, called strike. So the Mudcats lead it 2-0. In Charleston, they trail Augusta 1-0. That's in the bottom of the fourth inning. Still early there. Keep you posted throughout. And Delmarva looking for consecutive victories against Fredericksburg. As a curveball is fouled off the foot of 16. And we run back 0-2. They lead it 5-2 after 5. Delmarva able to score 3 in the second and respond to Fredericksburg's 2 in the fifth with 2 of their own in the bottom of the fifth inning. So that would be huge, especially for both of these teams. If Lynchburg's able to win today, we'll be tied for the top spot in the Carolina League North. Finally, in Kannapolis, Fayetteville was able to take him down in a pitcher's duel. 2-1, able to get some late runs, breaking ball up and away to Seamoss, 1-2. And then Myrtle Beach put a whooping on Columbia again, 13-2, highlighted by a 4-run sixth. Luis Rodriguez got the win there, 1-2. Curveball swung on and chopped foul, barely got a piece, right back into pause.
I think the series to watch out for this week in the Carolina League, although we have a very exciting series up here in Salem. For the Carolina League South, that Augusta-Charleston series will be a fun one. Augusta has really turned their series in around. They're now 20-14 overall. Charleston not too far ahead of them with a 22-12 record.
Swung on and missed. Seamoss strikes out. Another strikeout for Will Dion. That's number six. One away in the fifth. Yeah, you make a good point. And the Carolina League North will be interesting. It obviously will separate throughout the season. But such a gridlock between those three teams, Lynchburg, Carolina, and Salem. And you know Salem is looking at what Carolina is doing. Both teams at 17-17, 2.5 back of the division lead. Breaking ball, outer half, a called strike. Remember last year, Lynchburg had the division lead for some time, midway through the season. Salem took over. Acquired some serious talent. Breaking ball inside, once again, a called strike. And lost some serious talent as well. But a similar team to that end-of-year crew last year, 0-2. Fastball swung on and fouled back to the press box. On the flip side, in the Carolina League South, far more spread out. Charleston right in the hunt with Myrtle Beach, two great teams that Salem has seen. 0-2. Ground ball rolled over right to the shortstop, Valdez. Long throw in the hole, makes it two outs. Augusta 3.5 back of Myrtle Beach in the south, and then Kannapolis 7 back.
Yeah, the Carolina League South looks really good seeing in front of me right now. But, you know, there's still some teams that are in the middle pack as well. You know, we have that first half, second half champions this year. So they haven't really ironed out the playoff procedure. But it'll be interesting to see when they actually rule that halfway mark. So it gives us a better idea about how the season can play out.
O-1, ripped to left. Sykes has his second double. Rounding first, here's the throw. It's not in time. Phillip Sykes seeing the ball well. 2 for 2 today and a two-out double. And the tying run comes to the plate for the Sox.
And another extra base hit for Salem. Similar spot for Phillip Sykes right down that left field line. Able to put the ball in play. And, you know, you were saying double. I didn't know if there was going to be a unfavorable hop for Sykes off the wall because Green was right there. But he has some speed out there on the base path, and he was able to get all the way out into scoring position.
I almost jinxed it again. Here's Edinson Paulino, who grounds one up the middle. Going to be a tough play. Valdez scoops it, throws, and it's in time. So the Red Sox squander an opportunity. Another base runner left in scoring position. 3-1 after 5. We head to the sixth on MILB.TV. The six we go, 3-1 the score. The Hillcats have the lead. Kevin DiDomenico, Andy Losi with you. And a new pitcher in for Salem, Osvaldo De La Rosa, comes into the game. And his first pitch at 90 miles an hour is inside for ball one. The Dominican Republic native makes his 54th career appearance. 10th on the season, 14 and two-thirds innings pitch, 14 strikeouts to 8 walks. Fastball low and a called strike. 4.91 ERA. He'll have 6, 7, 8, Isaiah Green, Richard Paz, and Joe Donovan. And between that three, all hitless. De La Rosa set at the letters with 2 seconds, deals. Swing on a line drive foul. It's 1-2. Started his career in the Dominican Summer League back in 2018. Performed well in 18 and 19 and short season A-ball. Struggled in the GCL and then been solid for Salem here this year. Fastball outside, it's 2-2.
Now we'll see how the bullpen's able to start off, Kevin. Went five innings for Jackson. It's still a good ball game, so good showing from Gabriel Jackson, but he's really hoping the bullpen can come through and not give him his fourth loss of the year.
Yeah, it's been a problem throughout the season. Throws the 2-2. Low and inside.
De La Rosa's game, just under a 5.00 ERA. Definitely has some opportunity to grow. I mean, that stat's always just a lot more boosted for bullpen pitchers, but good chance here.
Got to look at the sample size. That one's ripped into right center. It'll get down. Could be extra bases. Green digging for second. Here's the throw. Not in time. He slides in safe. And fans don't like the call, but it'll be a leadoff double here in the sixth. First hit for Green. So once again, the bullpen begins to struggle here in the later innings. Here comes Richard Páez. Has reached on an error his last time in the third. It was on a ground ball to Paulino at short. I had already written 6-3. Fastball misses low. Strike one. He's 246 hitter on the season. A homer, 16 runs batted in. De La Rosa working slow. Here comes the 0-1. Fastball inside. Obviously early in the season, but with the first half, second half for a playoff format, these games already extremely important. The 1-1 is swung on and missed on a breaking ball, especially when both these teams are in contention. De La Rosa set at the letters. Kick steals. High chopper foul, first base side.
You mentioned how big of a series this is. These next 12 games, starting yesterday against Lynchburg, is a big part of their season for Salem. I mean, you got Lynchburg this week, and then you go on the road and take on the Fredericksburg Nationals for the first time. Some big opportunities to pick up some big-time wins.
0-1-2. Fouled back to the screen.
But you know that this time of year, pitchers are only going to get better. Batters are already going to get hotter. So Sam has to make sure they're staying on pace with these other teams because we're over a month into the season.
Here's the 1-2. Chopped right back up the middle. It's Paulino rotating over to his left. Gloves throws. And it's out number one. Gets him by a step. It'll bring up Joe Donovan, who's 0-for-2 today. A couple of ground outs, one to short, one to second. Donovan has struggled here so far in a small sample size. Joe's hitting 164. In the DH spot, gets to rest the knees here tonight. The first pitch to him, low and outside at 92. Lynchburg has been solid on the road, 9-7. Meanwhile, at home, Salem has struggled. They've been much better on the road, 6-10 here at Salem Memorial this year. Outer half called strike. On the road, however, 11-7. The second best road record in the Carolina League North. One. Off the inside part of the bat, popped up behind us, and that's net territory right there.
That was
I gotta grab that.
Kevin,
that was
it still would have been a reach.
No, that's a catch I got to make.
You think so?
Yeah.
I don't know what I was thinking. I was putting my hands out.
That's an E broadcast booth.
So close.
I went to the net. I went to grab it. Ground ball down the third baseline, foul. That's going to haunt me.
It shouldn't really haunt you. That was still going to be a reach. I mean, you put the math together. You might get 3 feet from our arm. And then you got, like, what, from the net? Like, 7? I don't know, actually. Now it's haunting me a little bit.
That is brutal. I mean, I think we got to do some net practice. Because that was the debut. Fastball upstairs. 2-2.
Well, these players put all the work on the field. And we're up here slacking. And
that's right.
Up to us.
Two balls, two strikes to Joe Donovan. Runner at second, top of the sixth inning. Lynchburg trying to extend their lead to 3. The 2-2. High, deep drive to left. Sends Sykes on his horse back to the wall, and it's off the base of the wall. Ricochets into his glove. He can't handle it. Green rounding third. He'll come home, and it's an RBI double for Joe Donovan, emerging from a slump, and it's the Hillcats 4 and the Red Sox 1.
Another deep drive by a Lynchburg Hillcat batter. And tell me if you heard this before, Kevin, but an RBI double drives in another run for the Hillcats. And right when you think the Red Sox only down by 2, feeling pretty good about themselves, it's a well-hit ball by Donovan. First hit of the game as well for the designated hitter. So comes in with another big hit.
Yeah, every run for the Hillcats has been driven in by an RBI, by a double. Swing and a miss on a first pitch.
You're practicing the net, but what's even to say if we get with the net? We're going to have to make sure we actually hold on to it because that thing's coming down.
That was honestly my first thought. I was going to go out with one hand, and I need to go out with two hands. Pop one back up to us, Luis. How about that? As off-speed misses inside, it's 1-1. One ball, one strike, righty-lefty matchup. 4-1 the score. Lynchburg leads. Fastball inside, a called strike. One ball, two strikes, one out. Top of the sixth inning. Lynchburg trying to achieve their 19th win of the season. Red Sox are trying to avoid falling below 500 once again. De La Rosa set at the letters. Here's the 1-2. Off the end of the bat, ground ball over to Jordan at third. Looks down the runner at second and gets Durango by a step. There's two outs.
Nice calm play from Blaze Jordan. Was able to get the throw. He had to be pretty quick with it. I think he took a look down at Joe Donovan at second base. But Luis Durango, we've talked about his excellent speed on the base paths, almost was able to beat out the throw. But good play from Jordan over to Cavadez. A nice one end of the diamond to the other for that second out.
So two outs in the top of the sixth. Takes to the top of the lineup with Yordis Valdez. 1-for-3, singled back in the first. And a couple of flyouts to follow. First pitch is low and inside for ball one. So if you missed it, a foul ball came up near us. We have a net to catch foul balls, and I wasn't quick enough to grab the net, stick it outside. Next one, a fastball at 91 inside, 1-1. Also, if you're just joining us, Hillcats lead it 4-1. 2 runs in the top of the first, 1 in the third, 1 in the sixth. Red Sox have just 1 in the bottom of the fourth. Every run today on the scoreboard has been driven in by a double. 1-1. Off speed, just outside.
I'm surprised you led with that. Oh, we missed out on a bad ball, folks. But hey.
Well, if you're just joining us, we missed out on a foul ball about 3 minutes ago. Also a tight 4-1 game here. Valdez waits in from the left side. 2 balls, 1 strike, 2 outs. Man on second, here's the pitch. So we got a high deep drive into right center field. This will get down, and it will score Joe Donovan. He comes home, and his caroms off the wall. Valdez gunning for third. The throw to third is not in time. And it ricochets off of Jordan, but De La Rosa is there. And yet another RBI, this time driven in by a triple for Yordis Valdez.
Lynchburg's been doing such a good job today of finding the gaps in the outfield, Kevin. That one was actually tattooed out to right center field. So tough break here for De La Rosa. We've seen it a few times. Lynchburg just knows how to jump on the new pitchers that come into the game, because we saw Jackson gave 2 runs in the top of the first, but as time went on, he was able to recover. These bullpen pitchers, they don't have the luxury, I should say that instead, of a starter to hold on to maybe some more innings of play to get their groove going. So big 2-out hit there for Lynchburg, and now it's a 4-run game. It's the Hillcats' largest of the evening.
5-1 the score. Red Sox bullpen is seeing some action now as De La Rosa deals to Frias. Off the inside part of the bat, popped up. Foul ground, left side, Blaze Jordan is there at third to make the catch. Damage is done in the top of the sixth. An RBI double, an RBI triple. Hillcats lead it by 4. We head to the bottom half of the sixth on MILB.TV. Bottom of the sixth, we go on MILB.TV. Red Sox trail it 5-1. Hillcats got two more in the top of the sixth inning. Once again, the Red Sox will send 2-3-4 to the plate, see what they can do. It'll be Brainer Bronassi to lead things off. A 299 hitter waits in, and the first pitch is up and away. Pitch delivered from Bronny Munoz, who's the new pitcher in for the Lynchburg Hillcats. The day for Will Dion is done. He went 5 strong, 5 hits, 1 run, 6 strikeouts, no walks. 1-0 up and outside. Or no, it's a called strike. 1-1. Munoz making his 48th career appearance, 7th on the season. 14 2/3 innings pitch, 17 strikeouts to just 2 walks. Next one misses, it's 2-1. Bonassi today grounded out into a double play. And popped out to the left side. Next one is swung on and driven deep to left, but it's tailing foul. And there's a kid here behind the 200 section leading a Let's Go Red Sox chant. Has to be about 4 or 5 years old. Here it comes again. The 2-2. Upstairs we go full. And everyone's rolling with it.
Well, they are. They all want to see the Red Sox offense.
That's true.
And a good opportunity here. Payoff pitch to Bonassi.
3 balls, 2 strikes. Bonassi waits in. Here's the pitch. Hot shot down the line at third. A fair ball. It'll roll into the corner. Bonassi gunning for second as it caroms off the wall. He'll try for third. No. Halts almost falls down, losing the helmet. And it's a leadoff double in the bottom of the sixth.
That's good to see for Bonassi, who before this at-bat chipped right back below the 300 mark. But that double down the left field line will spark some offense for Salem. Now they have a runner in scoring position with nobody out, and they have a good part of the order coming up with Blaze Jordan, Nathan Hickey, and Eduardo Lopez.
Jordan doubled his last time. Looking to drive in a run here for the Sox. The first pitch is in there for a called strike. 90 miles an hour to number 24. And it's nothing and one. Double in the fourth, grounded out in the first. As Munoz comes set, sporting a 3.68 ERA. The 0-1 swung on and dribbled foul. Third base side. 0-2 here to Blaze. Remember, Blaze, the last series against Delmarva, hit 409. Turned his season around. 0-2, high chopper up the middle. Tough play for Valdez. Gets it on the short hop, throws on the run, and makes the play. Bonassi advances to third, and there's one out. So it brings up Nathan Hickey.
Not a bad result for Blaze Jordan. You put the ball in play. You get to move your base runner 90 feet closer to the plate. Just thought for a second there that maybe the way the ball was bouncing, it was going to favor Jordan and get him safely to first without a throw from Valdez.
Yeah, Valdez has been pretty sure over at short. Here's Hickey. He takes an off-speed pitch inside. It's 1-0. A couple of strikeouts for Nathan, who's struggled as of late. Here's the 1-0. Rips one up the right field line, and it's down for a base hit. Bonassi comes home. Hickey digging for second. He's in there with an RBI double, and the Red Sox cut it to 3. It's 5-2.
I feel like yesterday, Kevin, the whole narrative of the game was small ball baseball to get some offense going. This is extra base hit on extra base hit, and after a 2-run top half of the sixth from the Lynchburg Hillcats, Salem need to get their offense going in the bottom half. And they've done a great job. They drive in a run, which has been something that's not been easy for Salem this season. They get runs scored when they have people in scoring position.
There's been 10 doubles between both squads. 11 extra base hits, including the triple. That was Hickey's fourth of the season. And quickly, nothing in one here on Eduardo Lopez. Who calls time? Lopez today had an RBI double in the fourth. Struck out and looking back in the second. Comes the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Great off speed at 80 down. Nice day at the ballpark. Some weather moves in. Great Wednesday crowd. Here's the 0-2. Misses down at 81. 77 degrees. Light rain coming in about 45 minutes. Beat the clock. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out on a challenge fastball. Lopez strikes out for the second time today, and it brings up Nico Cavadas.
Well, as we're on the topic of weather, I mean, it's going to be a steaming weekend here at the ballpark. We got 88 tomorrow, 94 on Friday and Saturday, before we come back to a nice chill 89 on Sunday to wrap up the
next swing on a pitch down, gets away, but in front of Donovan, the throw to third, not in time, as Hickey was able to advance. And runner now on third here with two outs. That's heads up base running right there. That's Paz actually behind the plate. We go to 1-2. Munoz set. Here's the pitch. Fastball outside. Two balls, two strikes. So an infield single would score Nathan Hickey in what would be a big run. Two balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Outside corner, rung him up. Elliot Milton strikes out Nico Cavanas, and we head to the seventh. 5-2 the score. Red Sox get one on, guess what, RBI double, courtesy of Nathan Hickey. Take a break. Stick with us on MILB.TV. Red Sox trail it 5-2 here in the top of the seventh. Hillcats grabbed two in the top of the sixth. Red Sox grabbed one more in the bottom of the sixth. And we take it to Andy Losey with your play-by-play.
Thanks so much, Kevin. Top of the seventh, Jorge Burgos starts off the at-bat by taking a pitch inside for ball number one. De La Rosa out for another inning of work. So a 1-0 count for Burgos, who is looking to get his first hit of the day, as he dodges on a pitch that's low and inside for ball number two. So Burgos is one of two Hillcats who have not been able to record a hit on the day. In last night's contest, Burgos drove a ball out towards left center field and hit the top of the wall for the solo home run. 2-0 pitch on the way to Burgos. It's hit over to Cavadas. Backhand glove, and he will hold off his pitcher and do the work himself as he tags first base with the right foot for out number one. So the number three man in the Lynchburg Hillcat order will drop to 0-4 on the afternoon, but we now move to Milan Tolentino, who's having another wonderful day for Lynchburg. 2-of-3 on the evening with an RBI double. In his 8 plate appearances so far this series, he has reached successfully on 6 of them. First time we're seeing De La Rosa go against the cleanup hitter of the Hillcats. First pitch away, big swing from Tolentino, and he fans on it. For strike number one. 5-2 is our score here at third innings of the game. So we'll see how Salem is able to put on some rally magic. The 0-1 pitch is swung on and missed for strike number two. The Hillcats and the Red Sox both were able to get some runs in the sixth inning of play. Hillcats, though, extend their lead back up to 3 after all said and done with 2 runs of their own in the top half of the inning and then 1 run in the bottom half. Time is called by Milan Tolentino as he fixes his batting gloves. De La Rosa now awaiting to throw his 33rd pitch of the evening. He sets, kicks, and fires, and it's hit hard out to Bonassi. One hop to the glove, and he stands up and makes a throw to Cavadez for the second out of the inning. So right side of the infield, playing some great defense. Cavadez, the three unassisted with the backhand glove stop, and then a solid throw from Bonassi over to Cavadez for the inning's second out. So we'll move to Will Bartlett, who was one of two on the day. He has an RBI as well and has walked in a plate appearance back in the first inning of play. De La Rosa steps and fires on a pitch that catches the inside edge for strike number one, and Bartlett visibly is not happy with the call. Well, the Hillcats are able to hold on to this 5-2 lead, and Delmarva, who we checked earlier, were winning as the 0-1 pitch goes outside for ball number one. It's very much a possibility that tomorrow we can have the best team in the Carolina League North Division taking on the Salem Red Sox. A great combination of teams, first through fourth, all separated by 2.5 games. 1-1 pitch, Bartlett, a slow roller in fair territory. Going to be a tough play for Jordan. He gloves it, steps in, fires, and not in time as Bartlett gets the first. But he is holding his right hamstring as he gets to the back, gripping the backside of his right leg as he was able to get this for an infield single. But he's grimacing in pain just past the first base line. And his first base coach and the trainer, Franklin Sammons, and now Omir Santos, all walking over to Bartlett to check in on their first baseman.
Yeah, it looks like it's a hamstring.
That'll be a tough break for Bartlett, and it looks as if they're going to bring on a pinch runner. Not want to mess with the hamstring all that bad.
Yeah, it's Wilfrey Peralta will come in and run.
So one of the infielders that are not being used today, Carson Tucker, one of the higher-touted prospects in the Cleveland Guardians organization, was sent to the 7-day IL before the Hillcats arrived to Salem. So when it comes to infielders, all you had was Jake Fox, who is more of a second baseman, or Wilfrey Peralta, who will most likely have to take over at first base now for Lynchburg for the remainder of the contest. So a two-out single for Lynchburg, and during a little pause of play, Nathan Hickey went to go up to the mound to talk with De La Rosa. And we'll see Isaiah Green, the left fielder, come to the plate, who is one of three today. A double his last time up in the sixth inning. It led off what was a two-run half inning for the Hillcats offense. 5-2 is our score. The Hillcats lead the Red Sox here on MILB.TV. As De La Rosa takes a long look in, steps and fires, and the pitch goes low. Good block by Hickey, who jogs up the line, but with no intention of getting the ball fast, Peralta moved from first to second and goes in the scoring position. It seemed as if Hickey was just having a nice light jog up the first base line, and Peralta, who just checked into the game as a pinch runner after Bartlett may have tweaked his right hamstring, gets a stolen base. The 1-0 pitch is taken into the zone for strike number one. Wild throw from Hickey to De La Rosa almost got away. It's going to move Peralta even closer to home, but it made a nice jumping grab to get it in his glove. Count's now even at 1-1. De La Rosa kicks, and it goes low and outside, and the count now reads 2-1. Two away so far in the top of the seventh. Becoming clutch time for some of these teams. We'll see what team is able to come up through. 5-2 is the score as the 2-1 pitch is low for ball number three. So hitter's pitch coming up for Green. Hitting 242 on the season. Has a couple of home runs to his name. 10 RBIs as well for the man who bats six in the Hillcats order. De La Rosa with a long set, now look and fires, and the pitch is upstairs, a five-pitch walk. So Isaiah Green with the second on-base appearance of the night. An infield single, and now a walk. Have two batters in a row reach successfully for the Hillcats, and will now move to Richard Pass. But it does not appear that Osvaldo De La Rosa will go against the Lynchburg catcher, as Luke Monks will walk out of the dugout and work to the rubber. The entire infield crowds the rubber as well, and De La Rosa hands the ball over to Luke Monks. So, in a 5-2 Lynchburg Hillcats lead, they've gone back-to-back batters on successfully. It was Will Barlett who got an infield single, but was replaced by Wilfried Peralta. He stands at second, while Isaiah Green was just walked on five pitches, who is on first. It'll be Johnny Felix to come out of the bullpen to try to end the top half of the seventh inning for the Salem Red Sox. You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.TV. We welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Top of the seventh inning with two base runners on for the Lynchburg Hillcats. Felix steps in the game and fires a pitch low and inside for ball number one. So let's break this down for you. It's a 5-2 Lynchburg Hillcats lead over the Salem Red Sox. But they have two base runners on with two outs. And Luke Mons has brought his third pitcher into the game. And Johnny Felix, who misses low and outside for ball number two. So on the season, Felix has an ERA of a 7.59. So he has plenty of appearances so far this season for Salem, but a big opportunity here. 2-0, it's grounded foul down the first baseline, and the count works to two balls and one strike. La Rosa's day, not the way he hoped it went. Meanwhile, Felix, who is making his 10th appearance out of the bullpen this season, looking to try to get a good job in the seventh as he fires the 2-1 pitch right down the middle for strike number two. So 10 and two-thirds of an inning so far for Johnny Felix. And he's given up four hits, 10 runs, nine of them earned. He's got a 1.88 on the whip. And the 2-2 pitch just missed the zone for ball number three. Some disgruntled fans in the stadium thinking that Johnny Felix just found strike number three. But instead, it was ball number three. Now the payoff pitch, and this one goes wild inside. It is ball number four, so all the base runners will advance, including Richard Paz, who makes his first on-base appearance today. But Peralta holds at third, and Green holds at second. And with two outs, the bases are loaded with Joe Donovan coming up to the plate.
Well, De La Rosa was able to get back-to-back outs, a couple of ground outs, and then single, and then back-to-back walks.
So Della,
yeah, that's where we stand.
That's exactly where we stand. I was going to mention that De La Rosa is responsible for the runners at second and third. As Donovan fouls off the first pitch into the first baseline netting. An inning and two-thirds for De La Rosa. He allowed four hits, two earned runs, walked a batter. Got that ERA down a little bit for the time being with a 5.51 as the 0-1 pitch gets away from Nathan Hickey and no throw back to home as Peralta, who just checked in the game for a pinch runner, slides home safely and gives the Hillcats a 6-2 lead. Isaiah Green moves from second to third and Paz moves from first to second. So another run for the Hillcats, and they have two runners still in scoring position. 1-1 pitch. Felix fires and low and outside for ball number two.
Well, we talked about it right down the stretch. It's going to be tough for the Red Sox to keep the Hillcats offense in check and how this bullpen will perform. I think we're starting to see it slip away here.
Goes inside and low again, and the count is now at 3-1. Three straight pitches that have missed the zone from Johnny Felix. We'll see what the hitter's pitch goes as, and it's low for ball number four. Another five-pitch walk where Johnny Felix and Nick Green comes out with a hustle out of the first base dugout to go talk with this right-handed pitcher. So not ideal, Kevin. You have a run that scores on a wild pitch, and the base is loaded once again with Reese Durango coming to the plate.
That's walk number four given up by Red Sox pitching, and Lynchburg has not walked a Salem Red Sox hitter, so something to keep an eye on. Base is loaded again.
Always a good thing when you can find the strike zone. While Felix has not been able to do so far, he only has three strikes on 11 pitches. So there's an opportunity for him to build up a little bit and try to get things going. But this might be the opportunity against Luis Durango.
Yeah, it's interesting too, right? The Red Sox hadn't walked a Lynchburg hitter since the first inning, and then three straight here in the seventh.
So bases loaded with two outs. First pitch goes low for ball number one. Durango one of three today as he was able to get on base safely with the bunting single down the left field line. As he takes pitch number two that finds his own for strike number one. Counts even at one ball, one strike, two away. Felix looks in the zone, steps in and fires. It goes upstairs for ball number two. We mentioned some pitchers have some fast deliveries. Felix being one of them. But in a situation, you may want to slow things down just a little bit as the 1-1, 2-1, apologies, is low and away for ball number three. And now another hitter's pitch. This one to Luis Durango and another one outside. Could drive in a run. 3-1 pitch, and it goes right down the middle for strike number two. Excellent fastball from Felix, 93 miles per hour. And this truly is a payoff pitch.
Runners will go.
Three, and everyone will move 90 feet, and Lynchburg takes a 7-2 lead over Salem as Green touches home. Paz moves from second to third. Donovan now at second, and Durango at first. So look at the bottom five of the order. They have all reached successfully and four straight walks by the Salem Red Sox pitching. We move back to the top. It's Yordaz Valdez who takes the first pitch for strike number one, a 94-mile-per-hour fastball. And this is where it can get real dangerous with the top of the order coming up. Valdez 2-4 today for the Lynchburg Hillcats. Looking to go 3-5 and really open this game up for the Hillcats. 0-1 pitch, and Valdez will take it as it goes high and inside for ball number one. So in a situation that Salem looked like they were going to have a fast inning to play, not so fast since Lynchburg. 1-1 pitch. It gets through the glove of Hickey towards the backstop. Coming home and touching home is Richard Paz. It's now 8-2 Lynchburg as the runners on the other two bases advanced as well. Donovan at third, Durango at second. And it just seems to be getting out of hand now for the Salem Red Sox. Three runs scored in the top half of the seventh inning. The most in a single inning to play so far today. And this is, seems very avoidable if you're Salem. 2-1 pitch. Felix fires away. It swung on and fouled right by the on-deck circle where Dayon Frias was standing. And the count's even at two balls and two strikes.
Well, it seems like almost the same thing as yesterday, right? You get to the later innings and you struggle to find control.
Not as many errors today, but still the Red Sox struggling down the stretch, and to put it simply, sloppy baseball.
2-2 pitch, Felix fires, and it's swung on and missed from Yordaes Valdez for strike number three. The Salem Red Sox are finally able to escape the top of the seventh inning, but the Hillcats have now extended their lead to 6 runs after a 3-run top of the seventh. Let's stretch a bit here at Carilion Clinic Field as the Salem Red Sox look to try to lead a 6-run on MILB.TV. It's the bottom half of the seventh inning at Salem Memorial Ballpark, and Carson Simas will lead things off as the bottom three men in the order are all due up. Eduardo Vaughn and Phillip Sykes both gaining a look at Bronny Munoz, who fires the first pitch in the zone for strike number one. Second inning of work for the Lynchburg right-handed pitcher. Gave up 1 run in the bottom half of the sixth and tries to hold on to the 6-run lead, but the first 2 pitches have missed the zone, as the 1-0 count turns to 2-0 on a pitch inside and low. Simas, one of his at-bats, and the 2-0 count turns to 2-1. 10 hits by the Hillcats, 7 by the Red Sox, and a 6-run differential between the two teams. 1-0 pitch, and Simas has a duck on a pitch high and inside, as Bino slaps his chest a bit, saying, "My bad." Whether that was to the catcher or to the batter, the count works at 3 balls and 1 strike.
Simas had to duck to get out of the way there.
Hitter's pitch from the number 7 man in the order. Munoz steps and fires. Simas swung on and it's dropped. And the throw now down to first is in time. And I must have miscalculated poorly there what was happening. The scoreboard not cooperating with us well, but it is a strikeout for Bronny Munoz. So I apologize for mislabeling the pitches there. First pitch of the at-bat must have been a strike. Anyways, it's 1 out for Bronny Munoz and the Lynchburg Hillcats, and they start off the seventh inning strong. Eduardo Vaughn to the plate. First pitch he sees, he hits it down the third baseline. Jumps foul. Tolentino laying out to try to get the ball in a diving attempt. It got through his glove, but it's no harm, no foul for Lynchburg. 8-2 is our score. The Hillcats looking to go back-to-back wins over the Salem Red Sox and take a lead on the season series. 11th meeting of the year. Both teams have 5 wins each. Just a second game of 6 this week between the two sides. 0-1 pitch to Vaughn, and it goes low for ball number one. 1 ball and 1 strike. Lynchburg has scored 5 runs. In their last 2 half innings of play, Salem with only 1. 1-1 pitch to Vaughn, and it just misses outside for ball number 2. Red Sox looking to avoid going back below 500 after putting together in a wonderful week up in Salisbury. 2-1 pitch, a red-hot shot by Vaughn down the third baseline, also trickles foul, and the count is 2-2. bullpen kind of day for Salem. We got to see Gabriel Jackson take the mound once again for the Red Sox. Probably getting to see more bullpen work as the series goes on, obviously, but maybe a return to the starting rotation. Welcoming Gonzalez, Tyler Uberstein have had pretty good success so far this season. Maybe an opportunity down the stretch for Salem to have a better start as Vaughn will have another grounder go foul down the third base line, and the count will hold at 2-2. For Salem, their top five batters have all recorded a hit, but the bottom four have not. We have the number eight batter of Vaughn to the plate, the 2-2, once again fouled, and Vaughn doing a pretty great job of it. That's his third straight foul ball. He's got four of them so far today.
Pitch number seven coming up with the at-bat.
A good battle between Munoz and Vaughn. That was just the 31st pitch from Bronny Munoz. Here's number 32, and Vaughn rips this out to left field and will drop in front of Isaiah Green for a base hit. Vaughn turns at first and retreats to the bag. It is a single for the Salem center fielder, and with one out on the board, the Salem Red Sox have their first base runner of the inning. Well, the battle pays off for Vaughn. Anything close, the right-handed batter is going to take a crack at it, and he finally saw a pitch that he liked and make some great contact. Perfect placement as well, right there in the grass. Now you're just going to hope that nothing goes bad for these batters. Don't want to avoid something in the dirt as Sykes takes a big swing for strike number one. I stand corrected. Actually, 6, 7, and 8 don't have a hit today. Number 9 has had a great day. 2 of 2 so far, a pair of doubles in Phillip Sykes. And he looks to try to go 3-3. 0-1 pitch is low, but an excellent block made by Richard Poss behind the dish. It's needed to remind you that Will Barlett has not returned to the field. Did not expect him to. Now, Wilfrey Peralta is out at first base. He's covering the bag right now as Vaughn has a little bit of a lead. 1-1 pitch on the way to Sykes, and it drops in the zone for strike number two.
I don't think Peralta's a first base.
I don't believe so either. I think Barlett is their guy. Or maybe Tolentino. 1-2 pitch. Sykes swings and misses for strike number three. It's the first strikeout of the inning. Second strikeout of the inning. First strikeout of the inning on a swinging strikeout by Phillip Sykes. And Bronny Munoz has strikeout number four on the night. And it's the second out of the inning. So bottom of the seventh inning, we move down to Edison Paulino. The leadoff batter will swing at the first pitch and miss for strike number one.
It's the ninth strikeout today for Salem hitters.
Pretty great showing from the Lynchburg pitching department. 0-1 pitch, Paulino, another big swing, and he whiffs on it for strike number two. No walks assessed and 9 strikeouts. That's always a great category to be on. But when you're against it, it could be very frustrating. 0-2 pitch, Paulino will chop this foul down the first baseline and will stay alive in the at-bat.
Well, the Red Sox, a team that average about 11 strikeouts a game, and you remember a couple of series ago, they closed out a series with 17 on Thursday, 18 on Friday, and 18 on Saturday. Since then, have gotten much better, but this team has struggled with the Ks.
Paulino watches on the 0-2 pitch. It goes low and outside. Counter to 1-2. Two away so far here in the seventh. A pair of Bronny Munoz strikeouts have Lynchburg with one out away from getting us to the eighth. Vaughn with a little lead at first. He doesn't go. 1-2 pitch is swung on and missed for strike number three. And it's strikeout number three for Bronny Munoz in the inning. Great job from the Lynchburg right-handed reliever. We move to the eighth. It's Lynchburg 8, Salem 2 on MILB.TV. We welcome you back to Salem, Virginia. Dayon Frias to lead things off for the Lynchburg Hillcats. First pitch he sees, a two-bounce grounder that gets through the middle infielders out towards center for a base hit. Dayon Frias now 2-5 on the night for Lynchburg with a single at the leadoff spot of the inning. Jorge Burgos and Milan Tolentino will also get an at-bat look here in the top of the eighth. Johnny Felix out for another inning of work. He only got through a third of the inning his last time up, and he pitched 23 pitches. So not efficient from Felix, and not a better start to this top of the eighth. Maybe as he gets more of a flow, things will get better. Burgos will take the first pitch outside for ball number one, who is 0-4 today. Not common. Trying to get a barrel on the ball. 1-0 pitch to Burgos. Big swing and a miss. Chased a high heater of 91 miles per hour for strike number one. Fans have stuck around on a nice evening here in Salem, Virginia. Kind of hot during the day, but as the night comes down, everything starts to cool down a bit as the 1-1 pitch misses low for ball number two. The Red Sox and the Hillcats are separated by a game and a half in the Carolina League North standings as Burgos takes the 2-1 pitch, and it's low for ball number three. So a hitter's pitch coming up for Burgos, who, by the way, is also looking for his first on-base appearance today. 3-1 pitch, he takes it for ball number four, and another five-pitch walk from Johnny Felix, and the runner will work down towards first. And looking outside the window here, a little bit of a rain coming down on the stadium. And just a little gentle shower for the time being. Nothing to get people too freaked out about. Kevin was talking about how there might have been a chance around 9 for the rain to come. 9:08 p.m. Weather app sometimes does not lie. First pitch on the way to Tolentino is down the middle for strike number one. You want to know what the fans are doing. Some of them are just still sitting down in their seats, hoping that Salem can lead a comeback. Tolentino fouls off the 0-1 pitch, and the count goes to 0-2. So zero balls and two strikes. Johnny Felix and the Red Sox looking for their first out of this top of the eighth inning. Felix takes a look at the runner at second and fires away, and Tolentino fouls it into the netting for it to stay at zero balls and two strikes. So Frias is at second base for Lynchburg. Burgos is at first for the Hillcats. And we see Tolentino foul again to keep it at zero balls and two strikes. Wilfried Peralta awaits on deck, unless a crazy series of events. He'll have an at-bat in this eighth. 0-2 pitch, and it goes over the glove of Nathan Hickey to the backstop, and both base runners will move 90 feet closer to home as the count works to one ball and two strikes. Frias stands at third, and Burgos holds at second. Although we saw a little bit of rain coming through, the wind has almost disappeared for the time being. Almost at double-digit mile-per-hour winds earlier today. At first pitch, 1-2 pitch, and it goes just low for ball number two. So the count works back to even. And for Felix, it has not been a great start. Four walks, one strikeout. And the 2-2 pitch misses low and inside for ball number three. So Tolentino, being patient at the plate, has worked back to a full count after fouling off three straight pitches, and now the eighth pitch of the at-bat will be sent on out to left field. Moving back to the wall is Phillip Sykes, and it hits off the winbet.com sign. One run scores, the second touches home. It's a two RBI double for Milan Tolentino, and the Hillcats have eclipsed the double-figure part as they now have a 10-2 lead thanks to Milan Tolentino. The hot bat comes through once again for the Lynchburg Hillcats. He now moves to 3-5 on the day, and it appears that Johnny Felix's night on the mound has come to an end. It's Lynchburg 10, it's Salem 2. There's a base runner on second with nobody out in the top of the eighth inning here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You're listening to Carolina League Baseball on MILB.TV. We're back at Salem Memorial Ballpark as Adenis Bautista checks into the game for the Salem Red Sox. The third pitcher out of the bullpen, first pitch on the way to Wilfrey Peralta, is fouled on the first baseline, a grounder to make the count to 0-1. You have seen Adenis Bautista 10 prior times this season. A 1-1 record with a 2.87 ERA, but the best whip on the team of a 1.02 as Peralta swings and misses for strike number two. Gowers to 0 balls and 2 strikes. It's a 1.02, and he's had a pretty good whip throughout his whole career, but it's significantly better than what he had down in the FCL, or say the GCL, where it was a 2.40. 0-2 pitch, Bautista fires, Peralta drives down the right field line, moving back to the wall, and it will go foul. It banged off the right side of the wall, out in foul territory for a loud foul, and the count will go and stay at 0-2. So Bautista going to try to at the Lynchburg Hillcats have assessed on these last three half innings of play. Another rough night for the Red Sox bullpen. 7 runs in these last three half innings since Jackson got the pull. 0-2 pitch and swung on and missed for strike number three. The first out of the inning comes with a Bautista strikeout against Wilfrey Peralta. One away, Milan Tolentino stays at second, and Isaiah Green will come to the plate. The left fielder today for Lynchburg is 1 of 3 with 2 runs to his name and has an opportunity to collect another RBI. First pitch he sees, it swung and missed for strike number one. 10-2 is our score. Lynchburg leads Salem. In the top of the eighth inning, Kevin DiDomenico, Andy Losi here for MILB.TV, and this one's put into play. A two-hopper to Cavadas, backhand glove, and he'll run down the first and tag with his left foot for the second out, while Tolentino moves from second to third. But Salem's able to get that second out, and we'll now see Richard Paz step up to the plate. Maybe not the perfect play, but the one to get a nice quick out. And Bautista making quick work of it so far. Take this one out. 6 pitches. All of them have been strikes. First pitch away. It's fouled off, and the streak continues as it's fouled into the screen behind the plate.
That's refreshing.
It really is. I mean, he's already done more work. We saw Johnny Felix do 2/3 of an inning. Felix only able to get through 1/3 of a work. Just did not have his stuff tonight. 0-1 pitch. Bautista fires. It swung and missed for strike number two. And Bautista, who came into the inning with 0 outs, will fire the 0-2 pitch. It'll be hit up towards left field, but it's instead going to be Edison Paulino who drifted all the way out to left and reached up to make the grab for the inning's third out. So Bautista came into the game with zero outs on the board, and in nine pitches, he's able to collect three outs and keep this at a 10-2 ball game. Well, Salem's got a tall task to reach as they're going to try to come back from eight runs. Sweet Caroline play at the ballpark as we move to the bottom half of the eighth here on MILB.TV. The eighth, and Brian Bonassi will come to the plate against Bronny Munoz. Third inning of work for the Hillcats bullpen pitcher, and fires a pitch upstairs for ball number one. We'll have Bonassi, Jordan, and Hickey. If there's a part of the order that you want to see get some offense going, these are definitely the three guys. The 1-0 pitch catches the bottom outside edge of the zone for strike number one. It's a 10-2 Lynchburg lead over the Salem Red Sox, and it has been a drowsing of the offense from Hillcats. Seven runs in the last three innings of play as Bonassi takes the 1-1 pitch low for ball number two. So after a great start from Will Dion, Munoz has also pitched pretty well. Doing some quick math, 29 strikes on 43 pitches as he pops up Bonassi to the left side of the infield. Moving back to shallow left is Tolentino, who makes the grab for out number one. So now the Salem second baseman moves to 1-4 on the day, which is what Blaze Jordan's hoping he's not going to become, as he is 1-3 today with a run. The reigning Carolina League Player of the Week comes to the plate with one out in the eighth, and he takes the first pitch for strike number one. Goes right down the middle. Munoz with five punch-outs so far today, and that ERA has dropped significantly. It was above a 4 when he came up to the mound. Now it's at a 3.71 as he fires a pitch high and inside for ball number one. So counts even at one ball, one strike with one away here in the bottom of the eighth. Munoz takes a long look in, steps in, and Jordan rips it to the left side of the infield. It gets through for a base hit. It will only be a single, but for Jordan, it's a second hit of the game, and it's a one-out hit for the Salem Red Sox with Nathan Hickey coming to the plate. Always great to see Jordan stepping up his game after the week we saw him have in Delmarva with batting over 400 against the Shorebirds. We were hoping when he comes back to Salem, he was able to pick up where he left off. And today, much better, 2-4, as Hickey will watch the first pitch come down. Jordan is now the second Salem Red Sox batter to have multiple hits tonight, as Hickey will put one in play. Could be double. It's a 4. It's a 6. And it's a 3, as it's not in time. Spoke way too soon, as Frias made the throw over to Valdez in time, but Valdez's throw back over to Peralta at first was unable to get the runner of Hickey. At first glance, I thought they turned to Kevin, but Hickey just fast enough to beat it out on the fielder's choice. But that does mean that there are two outs now in the inning, and the lead runner was put away. So now Hickey at first is the only base runner on the paths. First pitch on the way to Lopez is low for ball number one. An RBI double so far today, as he is one of three on the evening. 1-0 pitch to Lopez. Big swing, and he just missed on it for strike number one. So one ball and one strike with two away here in the eighth. Salem has a tall task ahead of them, down by eight runs here in the eighth, as Lopez rips it out towards right field, and it drops into the glove of Jorge Burgos. It was dropping fast, but not quick enough for the Lynchburg right fielder. And although Jordan gets a base hit, Salem was unable to add any runs. And we move to the ninth with the score being 10-2. We'll see Bautista for another inning of work when we come back on MILB.TV. It's the ninth inning here at Salem Memorial Ballpark, and Joe Donovan will come up to the plate to start things off for the Lynchburg Killcats. Luis Durango and Yordes Valdez will also get a piece of and Dennis Bautista in this top half of the final inning of the game, as the first pitch is swung on and missed for strike number one. And there it is, Kevin. 10 pitches thrown from Bautista, all of them counting as strikes. A great start from Bautista out of the pen. 0-1 pitches away, it's swung on and missed for strike number two. And so Bautista trying to end the Salem bullpen night on a high note. Did a great job in the eighth. The 0-2 pitch, it swung on as it went into the dirt. Hickey retrieves the baseball and throws it down the line to first for the drop third strikeout. Back-to-back punchouts for Adonis Bautista, dating back to the eighth, and one away here in the top of the ninth. Well, Donovan swung on every pitch he saw in the last one. I tried to say it in there, but it dropped into the dirt in front of the plate, but it still got Donovan take a swing on and miss. So Luis Durango, who is one of three of the day, comes up to the batter's box, and the first ball of the day from Bautista comes on his 13th pitch as it's up and away. Well, that's an impressive showing from Bautista, that streak that long, and he goes right back to it as Durango fouls it into the screen to bring the count to one ball and one strike. Bautista takes a long look into the zone. He kicks and fires the 1-1, and it's put on the ground to Blaze Jordan. Two hops to the glove and makes the throw over to first just in time for Durango. The quick speed could not outlast Blaze Jordan. Back-to-back times, Durango has slapped it over to the Salem third baseman's side, and both times, Blaze Jordan made great work of it and fired a perfect throw over to Cavadez. Two up, two down, back to the top of the order we go is Yordes Valdez, the left-handed batter. Comes into the box. First pitch, he will take it as it goes low for ball number one. We had a little bit of rain, but it lasted for no more than 3 minutes. So for all the fans that stuck around for just a little bit of a rain shower, are very relieved to see it become clear once again, as now Valdez will foul it down the first base line. The chopper makes the count 1-1. Now we've dipped around to 70 degrees now. Perfect baseball temperature. Even count of 1-1 as Valdez swings and misses on the breaking ball for strike number two. It's a 10-8 ball game. Lynchburg leads Salem, but what's the most frustrating part about it is, if you look at the hits, the Hillcats have 12, the Red Sox have 9, as Valdez swings and misses. Pulling the string is Bautista. A 1-2-3 inning, had a pair of strikeouts in the frame to make quick work of the Lynchburg Hillcats. But Salem is going to need 8 to tie, 9 to win, as we head to the bottom of the ninth here on MILB.TV. One last chance for the Salem Red Sox as we move to the bottom of the ninth inning here on MILB.TV. It's a 10-2 Lynchburg lead over the Salem Red Sox. And it looks as if in the system they said that a new pitcher has come in, and that's exactly the case, as we see Elvis Jersey come into the game now to pitch for the Lynchburg Hillcats. A 2.16 ERA on the season for the Hillcats, as Jersey looks to get a nice closing gig to finish off this game. He has 3 saves on the season. This one would not be one of those opportunities, as the first pitch to Nico Cavadas is high and inside for ball number one. Carson Simas and Eduardo Vaughn will also get one last chances in this bottom of the ninth, as the 1-0 pitch goes inside for ball number two. Count goes 2-0. Looking more on Jersey's stat line, 0-1 record on the season. It's his ninth appearance out of the bullpen. He has 3 saves through 8 1/3 innings pitched. 2-0 pitch, Cavadas drills it down the right, foul. It could have been an extra base hit for Cavadas, but it just blooped into foul territory down the right field line. And so the count will work to 2-1. Again, some of the Carolina League scores. Delmarva takes down Fredericksburg 5-3. Surprising start to that 6-game series out in Maryland, as Cavadas takes the 2-1 pitch, make the count 3-1. But with that win, Lynchburg, at the time being, was a half game back of the Fredericksburg Nationals and put themselves in a great opportunity. Just got to get 3 outs with an 8-run lead to tie for the top of the Carolina League North. But they have not picked up that first out just yet. On a 3-1 pitch that goes way upstairs that Cavadas has to duck on. A 5-pitch walk to the number 6 man in the order for the Salem Red Sox, and will move to Carson Simas. Leadoff batter is on for Salem and Nico Cavadas. He had 0-3 days, so his first on-base appearance comes here in the ninth. Jersey's first pitch to Simas is driven out deep towards right center field, but working to his left is Luis Durango, who will make the catch, and Cavadas will work back to first base. One out down in the bottom of the ninth inning for the Hillcats. Looking at some more final scores. We were talking about that Charleston-Augusta series a little bit earlier on. The River Dogs take down the Green Jackets 4-2. Carolina takes down Down East 8-1. That improves them now to 18-17 on the season. So that's pretty good for them. Keeping themselves in the conversation of the Carolina League North as the first pitch to Eduardo Vaughn is inside the zone for strike number one. I believe we're the last game in the Carolina League that is yet to come to a close. And it's a pretty big one looking at the standings perspective as the 0-1 pitch misses low and away for ball number one. So Cavada's at first base for Salem. Vaughn at the plate. He is 1 of 3 today. At a base hit, Salem. 1-1 pitch to Vaughn, and he will pop this up sky high. Coming our way, and well short of the press box. But the count worked to 1-2. One day, Kevin.
That's not the territory where we bring out the net. That was about 10 feet out.
I could have tossed you.
Yeah.
Make a diving play, but that would not be good. 1-2 pitch. Vaughn will foul it off into the net behind the plates. Count will stay at 1-2. I feel like this is a occurrence. Once a game, we always have an opportunity, and we just never make the most of it.
Better get it tomorrow.
I mean, that's for sure. 1-2 pitch, and Vaughn held back on the swing when he should have gone for it because it fell into the zone for strike number three, and Jersey picks up the second out of the inning for the Lynchburg Hillcats, but he also gets his first punch out of the appearance. And the Salem Red Sox are down to their last out. Phillip Sykes, who has had a great day, 2 of 3 with a pair of doubles, will come to the plate. Jersey's first pitch is away, tries to go breaking ball, but it stayed upstairs for ball number one. So, I mean, there's time for Salem to turn around. Four more games of the series. We'll have a 7:05 first pitch tomorrow. Thirsty Thursday, Bark in the Park, by the way, guys. Keep that in mind. And then Friday night fireworks as the 1-0 is driven out to right field. This could be playable for the Hillcats, but it will fall on the warning track in foul territory to bring the count to 1-1. And then teacher appreciation night on Friday night. All the great teachers coming out. You know, the end of the school year.
And I know a few of those after graduating this past weekend from college.
What a crazy week it was. You know, folks in Salem had some rain just like we did in Blacksburg. I couldn't even hear the speaker. At a graduation, it was coming down so hard. 1-1 pitch as Jersey fires. It spikes in front of home plate. A good enough block by Paz to keep it in front of him, but Nico Cavadez moves to second. And they'll have a 6:05 p.m. first pitch on Saturday, 5:05 away from Salem. As another Virginia rivalry on the calendar. As the first meeting between the Red Sox and the Nationals in the week following. 2-1 pitch from Jersey, and Sykes will watch the breaking ball come all the way through for strike number two. And now the Salem Red Sox are down to the last strike of the game. 2 balls, 2 strikes, and 2 outs. Hillcats looking to try to make it 2 wins in a row. Jersey with a long look into the zone. He now puts the ball in his hand. He steps and fires. It's low for ball number three. But, you know, you mentioned about how many times this team played the Hillcats last season. Not many opportunities after this week. I mean, it's kind of rare, even the beginning portion of the season, to play the same team 15 times in the first 5 weeks of the season. Only 2 more series following this one. 3-2 pitch on the way. Sykes drills this down the left field line. It could be playable, but it does go foul. Hit in the warning track down the baseline. Keeps us at 3 balls and 2 strikes. But plenty of opportunities against the Fredericksburg Nationals coming up. And that what seems like at the time being was the team to chase, but this might be the Hillcats division. Payoff pitch to Phillip Sykes. Jersey steps in. Sykes drives it down the first baseline, and it will go foul. Out in section 303 down the right field line. 12 hits from Lynchburg tonight, 9 for Salem. Which makes you scratch your head when you hear the score is 10-2 Hillcats over Red Sox. Only one error by Salem. 3-2 pitch. Jersey fires. Swung on and missed. Strike number three. Phillip Sykes goes down as well as the Salem Red Sox as Elvis Jersey gets his second strikeout of the night to seal the deal. And for the second night in the row, the Lynchburg Hillcats take down the Salem Red Sox in dominant fashion. Last night with a 7-run win. Tonight was the final score of Hillcats 10, Red Sox 2. Kevin, not the brightest start to the series. 21 runs allowed from the Salem Red Sox, while they've only been able to green 6 in on their own. They already have a run differential of negative 24 coming into today. The bullpen needs a lot of work.
Yeah, another dominant performance for the Hillcats. And, you know, great pitching performance as well. I think we're, you know, looking over the performance of Will Dion. He went a strong 5, gave up 5 hits, 1 earned run, and 6 strikeouts. Another thing to look out, Lynchburg was able to strike out Salem 13 times today, and that's something that can't happen if you want to win ball games. And Salem was not able to get that done today. Again, 2 runs on 9 hits, timely hitting an issue, but a lot more issues aside from that.
Just got to put the ball in play and make sure good things happen. Didn't see that much power today from the bats. That could be because of the wind coming in from center field as well. So some of the conditions playing a factor as well. But the weather's going to heat up as the week goes on, as well as this series. We still got 4 more games, folks, between the Lynchburg Hillcats and the Salem Red Sox. The series resumes tomorrow night, 7:05 p.m., as the Lynchburg Hillcats and the Salem Red Sox play the third game of the series against one another. But tonight, it's another Lynchburg Hillcats victory. And with the win and the Fredericksburg Nationals loss, they are tied atop the Carolina League North Division. The final score, Lynchburg 10, Salem 2. Hillcats get another dominant win. Kevin DiDomenico, Andy Losey, you've been listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.TV. Have a wonderful night, and we'll catch you tomorrow for some more Carolina League Baseball.